40 points in back-to-back games without Khalil, she's keeping him on the sideline.
No. Trust me, whenever he's ready to go, he'll help us out for sure. But you know what? The last 2 weeks, and specifically today, just we've had different guys step up all year. And Aldrich today, can't say enough about how happy I am for him, the way that he played. I mean, he made two awesome catches. One where I was rolling to my right and threw it to him, contested on the sideline, strong hands. It was a really good catch. And then another on a crossing route right to left. I threw a bad ball. And he went down and was able to catch that. Just really proud of the way he played. Couldn't happen to a better guy. I think that was his first career 100-yard receiving game. And he's been a guy that's worked really, really hard, been really diligent for us all year. And when his number has been called at different times throughout the year, has played really well. You know, Devontae played really, really well, and you know, he's special for us. I mean, he's a special player, but it doesn't get going without those guys up front. You know, I think our offensive line played extremely well, allowed all of our running backs, and specifically Devontae, to get to the second level. And our guys are so good, and Devontae is so good that when he gets into the second level of a defense, it's a problem. He's a great slasher and a great runner. Yeah, I think you always can throw records out. I mean, in this league, it's tough every week, regardless of who you're going against. And for us, you know, we have to play up to our standard. We talk about that day in and day out in our building. It's about playing to the level that we're capable of, with whoever is out there and try not to miss a beat. And, you know, I thought offensively we did that today. Still have a few things. I mean, we can clean up and do better. And that's what we've got to work on this week.
You've been part of some really good offenses here. Have you ever been that part of one that you, either the BC or at Finch, or could hit from so many angles and have so many people do that?
Yeah, at Penn Charter we were running the triple option. We were not we were not firing on all cylinders like we are currently. We were missing one key component to that, and that was speed at the quarterback position. So, you know, I've been a part of some good teams for sure, and some good offenses. All of them have been a little different. I think we're different this year. We're very deep, and we've got a good group of guys. So ultimately, it doesn't matter how we compare to some of those other teams. We just need to do our job week in and week out, and we've been able to do that a number of times this year. Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably the first time in my career that, you know, I hadn't played at the end of two games in a row on the right end. And so that's it's a good trend. You know, it doesn't happen very often. And so, you know, you're always pleased when you have built a lead like that in the fourth quarter. It's hard to do, really hard to do. But we've been able to do it the last 2 weeks. And you know, that was a really good thing for us. I think even more important than that is that I didn't really get hit today. You know, our offensive line did such a great job. I didn't really get hit the entire day. And so when you have days like that, especially this time of the year, they're always nice.
Kind of on that note, quick turnaround. How different is it playing on a Saturday game? Does it help that it's a division team, you know, a little bit? Or does it hurt that it's a division team you got to get ready for?
You know, we've played on much shorter notice than this with the Thursday game. So we have one less day, one less off day than when we normally have. I don't think it'll affect our preparation at all. We'll get back to work tomorrow, put this one behind us, and get started, you know, on our game plan on Tuesday instead of Wednesday. But we'll be ready and we'll be prepared.
Oh yeah, Matt, I know you talked about it earlier, but the running backs today ripped off about 250 yards. How does that make your job a little easier?
Yeah, you know, anytime you can get the run game going, that's always an objective for us week in and week out is to try and run the football. And we were certainly successful with that today. I thought our running backs did an awesome job across the board. Devontae, you know, added another three touchdowns. But it all starts up front for us. You know, our offensive line is kind of the catalyst to get us going. And, you know, I thought our offensive line played extremely well today.
What does it say about the team that you came out, you know, against a, you know, team that lost 12 in a row, but you played to your, you know, way you wanted to play? You all, what does it say about the guys? What does it say about your team?
Well, you know, I think our veteran guys talked about it all week, and you know, Dan talks about it all the time, is that, you know, regardless of where we're going, who we're playing against or whatever, our preparation and our focus has to be at a championship level week in and week out. And I thought it was this week. You know, but I played long enough to know also that, you know, you got to throw records out. Really, anybody in this league any week can go out there and beat anybody. And when you're in those situations, you just have to play as well as you're capable of playing. And I thought we did that today.